This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, the Commission on Presidential Debate says it will tighten the format for President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden face off again. This after their first debate Tuesday was widely panned as the worst in American history. The two candidates frequently interrupted each other or talked at the same time, with debate moderator and Fox News journalist Chris Wallace rebuking Mr. Trump for not following the rules. The independent commission that organizes the debate said it would impose new restrictions to ensure a more orderly discussion before the second and third presidential debates, which are set for October 15th and October 22nd. Some critics suggested cutting off their microphones when it was the other's turn to speak. Trump declared himself the winner and criticized the moderator, saying, "I was debating two people last night." He was speaking of Mr. Biden and the journalist Chris Wallace. Meanwhile, in a video, the Biden campaign attacked Mr. Trump for declining during the debate to reject the support of white supremacists. The video showed a snapshot of Trump saying, "Stand back and stand by," when referring to the Proud Boys, an extremist group with several hundred members. White supremacist groups seemingly rejoiced on social media in reaction to Trump's remark, tweeting in response, "Standing by, sir." Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, the president said he's not familiar with the Proud Boys, who incidentally don't call themselves white supremacists, but instead brag about Western civilization. "I don't really know who they are," Trump said. "I can only say they have to stand down and let law enforcement do their work." In other U.S. political news, President Trump on Thursday signed a bill to keep the government running into December after funding briefly lapsed. The U.S. Senate passed the temporary spending bill on Wednesday, and the House approved the legislation last week. This is VOA News. On the unemployment front, the number of people out of work in Europe rose for a fifth straight month, Thursday numbers are showing, and it's expected to grow further. The news comes amid concern that extensive government support programs won't be able to keep many businesses hit by coronavirus restrictions afloat forever. Official statistics showed Thursday that the jobless rate in August increased to 8.1% in the 19 countries that use the euro currency, up from 8% in July. Some 13.2 million people were unemployed, and the number of those out of work rose by 251,000. While Europe's unemployment rate is still modest compared with the spike seen in many other countries, economists predict it could hit double digits in coming months as wage support programs expire. A resurgence in infections in many countries has meanwhile led to new restrictions on businesses and public life. These may have to be broadened and could lead to even more layoffs. Britain faces a sharp increase in unemployment as well as the government plans to replace a broad furlough support program at the end of this month with a more limited version. Some economists expect the unemployment rate there to double to 8% by year end. A lack of progress on reaching a new trade deal with the EU could worsen things. And in the U.S., the jobless rate fell sharply in August by 1.8% to 8.4% after an increase during the spring. The U.S., which has less in the way of labor market support programs, did see unemployment spike as high as 14.7% in May, followed by a steep fall as businesses and states reopened. More than a million people have died from COVID-19 globally, with the United States, India, and Brazil reporting huge numbers in both cases and deaths. Police in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, have launched an investigation into a deadly attack on a U.S. embassy employee. Police said in a statement Thursday that a woman was found unconscious the previous day with a head wound and in a park near a railway line. She was rushed to a hospital where she died hours later. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv confirmed on Twitter that the victim of the attack was an American citizen, posting a statement saying embassy staffers are heartbroken over her death. And the charity group Save the Children warns that the coronavirus pandemic could lead to a sharp rise in child marriages globally and reverse 25 years of progress on ending the practice. The charity says COVID-19 has put 2.5 million more girls at risk of early marriage by 2025. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.